USA Radio News.
Wisconsin police are giving more details as to the discovery of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October after her parents were found killed. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talks about Jamie Kloss.
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital. There is a reunification process in place going on right now.
And as far as the suspect, Jake Patterson, Fitzgerald says,
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
On Friday at the White House, President Trump held a roundtable on border security. This as the partial government shutdown continues, to which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, enough of the showboating.
The last thing we need to do right now is to trade pointless, absolutely pointless, show votes back and forth across the aisle.
The two sides still seem very far apart regarding a resolution to the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Reaction to the border problem from former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She says federal lawmakers should be locked in a room until a budget deal is done. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
I think that Congress and the President, they need to stay at home and they need to go to the table and solve this problem.
Former Arizona Governor, Republican Jan Brewer, who knows all too well about crimes committed by illegal aliens over the years in her state, a guest on Fox News. She tells Neil Cavuto it's time to get lawmakers in the same room and lock the door until a deal is done.
Gotta lock the doors and not let anybody out. The public wants our border safe. We're tired of all the nonsense, and they need to do their job.
A winter storm is spreading snow, sleet, and rain across a 1,500-mile path from Denver to New York City. Over 20 million people will be affected by the storm, which could bring up to 8 inches of snow to Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, and Kansas City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories, Jamie Kloss, a teenager who hadn't been seen since her parents were found dead last October, has been discovered alive and a suspect has been taken into custody. Kloss came up to the home of Peter Kazinkas, who tells Fox News her condition when he saw her.
She looked she looked just like her pictures, but thinner, same hair color, same length. She looked like she wasn't able to, take a bath and take care of herself. And, she was kind of deadpan, kind of probably in shock, didn't really say a whole lot.
As far as what Kloss did say?
We asked her if she knew who the person was, and she told us his name, and she told us what color his car was. So as the wife was on the phone with the police, she told the police the name and the make of the vehicle and color.
Tim Gallagher is a former FBI agent. He says stranger abductions are rather rare.
Well, what you heard the neighbors explain there is a stranger abduction. A stranger abduction is very rare in the United States. We only see about 100 of them a year. It's every parent's worst nightmare, and it's extremely difficult from a law enforcement standpoint to investigate. You're dealing with a fact pattern where you just have to draw a circle around the victim and see who they came into contact with and enlist the help of the community to try and bring the child home.
The NFL divisional playoffs begin on Saturday. The first game up, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Indianapolis Colts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.